working on the theory that small is better. Bill Gates said yesterday that his foundation would donate $51 million to New York City. The idea is to create 67 small high schools aimed at sending every student to college.
In the past 5 years, the Gates Foundation has given away more than $500 million to start up special academically rigorous and small high schools across the country. The Microsoft chairman points to America's poor graduation rate. A third of eighth graders don't end up completing high school as evidence that traditional high schools are failing, especially failing poor and minority students. Gates believes the answer is not smaller classes, but much smaller schools.
Well, the idea is to create an environment where there's a strong relationship between the students and teachers. A lot of these high schools have a particular theme focusing on museums, or some bring together people whose English skills are not particularly strong. But it's a school that has a cohesiveness and doesn't have quite the size where kids get lost that are typical of the very, very large high schools in urban districts.
Yeah, I gather from the material that you have out on this program that in every school there is a counselor or somebody responsible for following a handful of students and someone who knows their story, is how you put it.
That's right. When a kid walks down the hall and encounters an adult, that adult will know their name and understand whether they're supposed to be doing something else then and be able to talk to them about their progress. It's an approach that has been proven to reduce the levels of violence and increase student achievement. This approach is now being embraced by half of the big urban school districts. And so grants like the one we're making are coming up with the startup costs so these new high schools can be put in place.
Now, when you talk about a big school district in a big city embracing this, what are you creating there? Are you taking big schools and physically breaking up the campus into what you might call an educational multiplex?
That's right. It's often the case that you use the existing facility and create within it four or five of these high schools. That way you get the best of both worlds. For the academic programs, you get the personal touch. But then for things like varsity sports programs, you get the scale that the large high school provided. Some of these schools are done in new buildings. Some are done together with a college or museum and taking advantage of some of the facilities they can offer. So there's very creative approaches, but about half of them use existing high school facilities.
It all sounds really great, but in fact, there has not been any study to prove that the physical fact of a school being small does that much better for the students.
Well, there's some very promising data coming out of the small high schools. This is an approach that got started about 10 years ago, and people are very excited by what they've seen there. It's clear there's a big challenge here. I don't think there's broad awareness of the fact that if you're a minority student going into high school, one out of two chances you won't complete high school. And even a lot of those who complete high school haven't been tracked through courses that give them the opportunity to go to college and compete for the jobs that are being created in this economy. And so the approach of having small high schools, we think, is very important. It's the way to take what is really the weak link in the education system, high school, and bring it up to a new level. There's a lot of people who are pushing forward on this. Like any new educational thing, there's some controversy around it, but we believe in it, and we're helping it move forward.
You know, I want to ask you a general question about giving. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has $24 billion as an endowment, and I think it fascinates a lot of people. How do you decide where to put that money?
Well, we thought a lot about what the priorities for the foundation should be, and we ended up picking two. One is, what's the most urgent crisis for the world at large? And that's where we picked world health and dealing with crises like AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria. And then second, what's the best way to give back to the country that we grew up in and created so much opportunity for both Melinda and myself? And that's where we picked education. And now the big focus is the high school renewal. And so we think this is the right priority. There are many other worthy causes, but these are the two we've decided to bring in top people and devote our time and attention to.
Bill Gates, thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
An extended version of my interview with Bill Gates is at npr.org.